This is Times Radio.
Very good morning, it's Matt Shortley on Times Radio, still joined by Alice Thompson and Robert Crampton. Now, Robert, you've been writing about all of your friends retiring.
Yeah, this was on the back of a survey which said that I turn 60 next year, and there was a survey that said...
No,
that,
you don't.
Yeah, I know, it's extraordinary, isn't it? Thank you, Matt. Thank you. Good timing. And there was a survey that said that 1 in 9 of people 65 and over are still in the workforce, and that sounds pretty low to me, but it's better than it was. So people are either coming back to or staying in work, and I was saying what a good thing this was, and I added up my friends who are around about my age and some of them a bit younger, and all of them who were in the public sector, that is teachers, academics, a couple of soldiers, policemen, doctor, local government people, etc., civil servants, have all retired.
Yeah.
And now, friends from the private sector, who possibly because their pensions aren't as good, they've stayed a bit longer, but they're all now thinking they're either retiring or thinking about it about to do it. And they ask me regularly what my plans are for retirement, and I don't have any. I don't want to retire. I mean, I may not have the decision. I may not go on my own terms.
You may be retired.
Yes, I may not go on my own terms.
At any age.
Yes, that will eventually happen. Yeah, like a football manager, you will eventually get the sack. But I don't want to. I'm not going to go voluntarily. I'll be dragged out kicking and screaming. Yeah. And I think it's a wholly good thing. I mean, this whole retirement notion is weird. I mean, that's kind of what I'm writing about. It was designed for when we had awful, grinding, physically brutal jobs.
Yeah, you left the pit, and then 6 weeks later, you dropped dead.
And then, if you're lucky, you got 5 years, and then you were dead at 65. Life expectancy when I was born in 1964 was 70, I think. It's now 81. A century ago, it was 58.
Yeah.
And the system really hasn't changed a great deal since then, when we're living, on average, 23 years longer than we were a century ago. Yeah.
And all that sitting about.
Yes, I mean, I've got friends who, much older friends, and my father-in-law, for instance, who's been retired almost as long as he was working.
Yeah. Well, in fact, we've got Denise Taylor, is a retirement coach.
Okay. So
maybe she'll talk you into it. She's got a book out called Rethinking Retirement for Positive Aging. Hi, Denise.
Hi there. Hi.
Can you talk to Richard into retiring?
I'm Robert, and I'm not retiring.
What did I say? Robert.
You said Richard. Yeah. And I'm not retiring.
It's not my job to talk anybody into retiring, and we're all different. And for goodness, Robert is not even 60, so he's got time ahead. And we age in different ways, and it depends on the sort of work that we do. And when I think about the people that I work with who are older and are just so keen to leave or have left and enjoying the retirement, they've been in jobs that they've not been right down the pit. But they have been in jobs that are very stressful. Mm. They no longer want to spend time being told what to do or to deal with office politics. And to be honest, a lot of them are doing fine financially, so they don't need to work for the money. When I was reading about what Robert had said, and he's getting lots of joy and fulfillment from his job, and let it may carry on. But what I would suggest that Robert does is maybe at 65, set aside some time just to think, how happy am I with my life right now? Is it time for me
That's a slippery slope.
Denise, introspection is a very dangerous thing.
Yeah.
Is
go
it on. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I think what Denise is saying is basically because you...
I like my job.
Your job's really easy. You get paid loads of money, so why would you stop?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly. And I've got agency over it. Apart from the one person that we all know that I've got more or less someone.
He's going to be dressing up for the magazine for the next 20 years,
yeah,
I think.
But obviously, is it Denise? Sorry, I've.
Yeah, sure.
Denise,
yeah, I totally understand what she's saying. If you've got a boring job or a stressful job, or often people I know retire because their working conditions change.
Yeah.
You know, some bureaucratic thing comes in or some digitization thing comes in which they just can't cope with and they've had enough and they're okay financially, so they go. But yeah, obviously, horses for courses. Yeah.
Denise, sometimes I wonder, when speaking to people particularly who've worked in the private sector, you know, teachers and nurses and doctors, where in your mind you're essentially doing the same job. And then it does change, you know, practices change and technology changes. And people say, oh, it's not the job it used to be. Well, no job is the job it used to be. But there's something about some sort of public-facing, public-sector jobs. Are people more inclined to get dispirited with their jobs? Because if you're sort of moving around the private sector and changing, you know... Mm. I don't know, is there any difference, do you think, between people in the public and private sector?
Oh, gosh. it's not an easy answer for that one. But I think this thing about change, a lot of times when people get older, they don't want to change anymore. They like it the same way. They've got more of a fixed mindset. And then what we need to do is to have a more sort of open mindset and be sort of more willing to change. And I think sometimes when I used to work for a large organisation, people just reached a point where I'm just fed up of all these things changing. I just want the world to stop and then I can live the life that is right for me. But it's not a case of nowadays, big job, no work and just watch daytime TV and play golf. It's people are doing a more of a sort of gradual slide into retirement. So they're working part-time, they're working flexibly, they're adding things into the mix. You know, who knows, Robert, maybe you always would like to learn Japanese or to get involved with cleaning out canals or...
Well, if he does do that, he'll have to write a piece for it for the time. So,
well, I'm learning German. I'm going to Germany evening classes. And I wrote a piece about it.
What about you, Alice? Are you ready to retire?
Yeah, no, I'm slightly younger than Robert, actually.
Yeah, you are, yeah.
But not that much. But I think Denise is right. My problem is that if you worry too much about change and you become sort of too engrossed in keeping exactly what you've always had, I think that probably is going to mean you are more likely to die young, I'd have thought. I mean, that's my worry, is that actually if you can't keep up and you don't like anything changing, you don't like any modernisation, that then you get stuck. And that's what I really don't want to do. So I can see myself, if we're allowed to, there's Michael Binnion in our office is working in his sort of mid-70s.
He's 77. Yeah.
And I quite like that. I like the idea that I can just pop in and out. You may not want to do it as often, or you go and do something completely different, but I don't want to stop working really until I die.
Or you could
do
something else.
And it gives a shape to your day and your life.
And I guess
something to moan about. So the problem is, if you don't have work, you don't have that sense of being able to go, oh God, you know, what was your day like? And I think that can be quite frustrating too.
Could be voluntary work, could be sort of what's considered to be fairly menial work.
Yeah.
I mean, I got an email from a guy who goes and washes up in a restaurant.
My wife's uncle goes and picks up golf balls.
Mm. Yeah.
On a golf course.
Well, that's what the Swedes all do. They have this really great thing that when they're at 65, they go off and find another job, and it's always something they think is going to be like gardening or cooking or something they think is going to be entertaining, and that would be quite...
Yeah, I've got my eye on being a park ranger in Hackney. I'd quite like to do that. Picking up leaves and stuff and litter.
Filling potholes with soil.
Exactly.
We've covered that before.
Yeah.
Colin says, the Royal Navy retired me at 55. Have boat, travel Europe in summer, ski in winter. Mm. I mean, you left the Navy. You can take the man out of the Navy, but you can't...
Yeah.
He's still supposed to have half his year on a boat.
Yeah.
So there we are. Thank you for that, Colin. Thank you very much, Denise. Really good to speak to you. Denise Taylor, the retirement coach, and her book, Rethinking Retirement for Positive Aging, is out next Wednesday. Which is some, handy reading for Robert, was he?
Can I make one final point? Have we got time?
Yeah, go on then.
The serious point is that we cannot afford, as a country,
exactly.
We just cannot afford it to have a whole bunch of people sitting at home for 25 years.
And actually, most of us can't afford it either.
No, collecting state pension while we've got a labour shortage.
Yeah.
We need people to stay in the workforce or get back into the workforce.
Yeah.
We just do. And there needs to be some sort of government encouragement to do that stick and carrot and stick.
Serious point to end on.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Robert Kratz and Alice Thompson, you can read them both of the times every week. Just get yourself a subscription. Right, coming up, it's Cummings Unpacked and all of that. What has everyone been saying about at the COVID inquiry today? We'll do that next or here on Times Radio.
Across the UK.